AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. is following through on allegations of a deadly chemical attack in Syria, imposing sanctions on 271 people at the Syrian government agency responsible for developing and producing non-conventional weapons.
In a single action, we are more than doubling the number of individuals and entities sanctioned since the start of the Syrian conflict, pursuant to Syria-related executive orders.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says this is a strong message. The use of chemical weapons will not be tolerated. President Trump is not happy with the way the United Nations Security Council is responding to Syria and North Korea.
I have long felt the United Nations is an underperformer, but has tremendous potential.
The president had lunch today with ambassadors from Security Council countries. Meantime, the 44th president has broken his post-inauguration silence.
Barack Obama promised he would make no comments about the current political situation, and he kept his word.
So, what's been going on while I've been gone?
At a University of Chicago forum, he questioned a panel of mostly college students sharing ideas about how to get young people more politically engaged.
The single most important thing I can do is to help in any way I can prepare the next generation of leadership.
He had two bits of advice. Make sure you're listening to people and don't overshare on social media. It'll come back to bite you. I'm Warren Levinson.
Back to Washington. Without a new spending bill, the government will run out of money Saturday.
We feel very confident the government's not going to shut down.
That is Press Secretary Sean Spicer. The top Democrats in Congress say a budget bill could be completed by Friday if President Trump takes out his demands for money to build a border wall with Mexico. Stocks are following the trend of world optimism following the first round of the French election. The Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials, now up 222 points. This is AP Radio News. Caitlyn Jenner relates her experience in her book, The Secrets of My Life.
Bruce Jenner transitioned to Caitlyn Jenner 2 years ago, and she says life is good now. However, she struggled with suicidal thoughts, ran from the paparazzi, and had to face her own family about what she felt was her true self. Jenner says she thought she would take those secrets to her grave. Instead, she wrote about them in her autobiography, The Secrets of My Life. Jenner says she hopes to help others like her in her own way.
I can't really speak for the community. I can do things and learn as I learn to try to help the community, but I'm only an expert on my own experience.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Aaron Hernandez's family turned out in Connecticut for a private funeral to say their goodbyes to the former NFL player. Meantime, a judge ordered three suicide notes Hernandez left be turned over by the time he is buried. Hernandez hanged himself in prison in Massachusetts. He was serving a life sentence for a 2013 murder. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.